You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Who was slain along with Ramos as they sat in their patrol car in Brooklyn. Ferguson, Missouri Mayor James Knowles says officials are working to restore confidence in the police force by offering incentives to attract minority candidates and deploying body cameras on the officers.
Everyone's committed to making those changes, to talking about how we can move forward better, how we can be more inclusive, and how we can bring the entire city, you know, up out of this tragedy.
Riots erupted in Ferguson in November after a grand jury chose not to indict police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of black 18-year-old Michael Brown. Archaeologists in Jerusalem may have uncovered the remains of Herod the Great's palace, where part of the trial of Jesus Christ took place. The Washington Post reports tours are being organized by the nearby Tower of David Museum. According to the Post, the palace was uncovered more than a decade ago during excavation of an abandoned prison adjacent to the museum as part of a planned expansion. This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The weather today is mostly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. It's going to be breezy with a west winds of 23 to 25 miles per hour, and the gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a slight chance of snow after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 16, west winds 11 to 16 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday, the S word, snow, mainly before 3 p.m. and a high near 27. Southwest winds approximately 6 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%, and the new snow accumulation of around an inch is possible. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 19 and west winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. You are listening to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we have with us today Dr. Deb Serrani. Dr. Deb, are you there? Well, we have the little hook up there with the phone, so we'll be right back. I'll just play a commercial, and we'll be back in a minute.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Let's try again. Dr. Deb, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened, but I hit a button and it must have worked, so... It's true. I don't know what I did, but I did something and it worked. Folks out there, this is Dr. Deborah Serrani, and she's a licensed psychologist and a certified psychoanalyst. And she's been in practice for over 20 years. And Dr. Serrani is the go-to expert for psychological issues, and her interviews can be found in Newsday, ABC News, Psychology Today, Chicago Tribune, Glamour Magazine, and on the radio at CBS and our show, Mental Health Matters, just to name a few. Dr. Deb has also worked as a technical advisor for NBC's Law and Order Special Victims Unit, and she is the share care expert for Dr. Oz and has Ask the Therapist column in Esperanza Magazine, which is a magazine for those suffering from bipolar and depression. Dr. Serrani has also written two award-winning books, Living with Depression and Depression in Your Child, A Guide for Parents and Caregivers. Welcome, and I can't thank you enough for coming back on. Well, I appreciate it. And like I think I mentioned to you once before, that I think it's awesome because you have a history of depression. And so when you're talking to your clients, you're talking from experience. And I think that's awesome, not just, you know, from reading a book and graduating from college, you know. I think it's...
Right. I walk the walk and talk the talk.
Absolutely. And I think that's wonderful. Because, you know, not a lot of people do that, you know. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that do good, but they don't, they're not speaking from experience like you are. And I think that's pretty awesome. Exactly. And, you know, wasn't it, I believe it was from one of your either websites or whatever that I got, was it Whoopi Goldberg who said, you know, when they asked what is normal, and she said something like, normal is nothing more than a cycle on a washing machine. Exactly. You know, right. Exactly. You know, and it's just, you know, I think it's awesome. And, you know, I think that I've read both your books. I mean, you've been kind enough to give them to me, and I've read them both, and I think they're awesome. I would like to know, you know, before we get into anything else, Well, I can pretty much know why you wrote Living with Depression, because you live with depression. That pretty much is, I guess, the reason for writing the book. Am I correct?
Yes. I wanted to talk about my experiences living with depression and to also offer treatment plans and perspectives on how others could live with depression, because there's more than one way to treat depressive illness. And I think it's important for audience members and anyone out there who's listening to realize that every illness is unique, and you know, you have to tailor it to your own particular needs. So that was one of the reasons I was inspired to write my book, Living with Depression.
And your other book, Depression in Your Child, and it's pretty much a guide for parents and caregivers. What inspired that?
Well, actually, I had been wanting to write books that cover different age ranges in depression, and I wanted to cover pediatric depression, and I was happy that my publisher was not only interested in that, they actually said, yes, please write it, and we will publish it. also writing about geriatric or senior depression, getting late-life depression. So I feel very, very good about covering depression in the life cycle. So that was a goal of mine, and I was very happy to have a publisher who's encouraging and supportive of my work.
Well, that's awesome, because I've, like I said, I've read both books, and I think they're both wonderful. And
thank you so much, Larry. That means so much.
And I can't wait to have you finish the next one, because now you're talking about my age group. You know?
But, yeah, you know, as we're living longer and getting older, there are different things that are important for us who have depression to be aware of as we enter our golden years, because the treatment is a little bit different. So I'd be happy to come back and talk with you about that.
I would love to. I would love to have you back and talk about that. But right now, since we've just gotten over the holidays, and I know that we spoke before about people who get depressed prior to the holiday. But I know just the other day, my wife and I were sitting in our, what you want to call it, family room. And that's where our tree is, and it's, you know, it's a live tree, and it, you know, it's very big and yada yada, and all the decorations and everything. And we're sitting there, and we look at each other and almost simultaneously say, "What, this is going to look so empty when it's all down, you know?" And our tree has been up for, well, was up since the Sunday after Thanksgiving, so it's been up a while. But hopefully tomorrow we're going to start taking it down. But it's just that, you know, it is so empty then after. And, you know, and I know that post-holiday blues or depression or whatever you want to call it doesn't only affect people with mental health issues. I mean, and I'm sure you find that also, don't you? Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So it is an experience that many people have, and if you take a look on the web, you'll see lots of articles and news stories about how to get through the post-holiday blues or how to deal with the new year blues, things like that. So it is a phenomenon at this time of year that people tend to, you know, kind of feel these little aches and pains about the new year starting.
Right, because, you know, like prior to the holiday, you're running around shopping. What'll I get this person? What'll I get that person? Yada, yada. Got to get a good Christmas tree. Got to decorate it. Hang up the lights. Put up the, you know. And now, in like one day, it's over. You know, the
right.
Gifts are given and everything, and it's... Right, right. Yeah, and it's not exactly. And it's, you know, like I said, it's not only people with that have mental health issues. It's, you know, a lot of people, you know, and it's, you know, it's like it ends. And, you know, it's like, now what, you know, we don't have to shop anymore. I don't have, you know, people aren't coming over. I don't have to make, you know, like cook a lot of dinners and so on and so forth.
Right.
And now what do I do, you know?
Without having those particular things to do, like on a to-do you live. So there are some people that kind of feel very rudderless sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know, also, isn't it that sometimes people have these, and we call them hopes or whatever, for the holiday season and, you know, with family and friends and yada yada, and it doesn't quite go the way they anticipated? Right.
The kinds of love and support. So it can be as a double-edged sword this time of year. And that's why, you know, for those who are struggling, it's important to think about positive ways to deal with this post-holiday blue state. And I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Right. And, you know, like I said, it's, well, you had mentioned it too. You know, the bills start coming in from the gifts that you bought or trip you took or whatever the case may be. And, you know, now your bank account is like, you know, it's suffering too. And, you know, and these are all things that affect people, you know.
And, you know, like the holiday music, I was just talking to a client and said, you know, the holiday music's on. And you know, that was like the make-believe part of the whole, you know, 5 or 6 weeks of the holidays.
Right, that's true.
You're right. You know, once that music's on, it's like, okay, back to the real deal here.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. For this short amount of time, and there's a lot of magic, and there's a lot of hope, and there's a lot of wishes that are housed in this bubble, and then the bubble pops, and we're like, oh no, back to the real life again.
Right, and do you find that, like for New Year's, making resolutions and then not being able to keep them, that has an effect on people too?
But, you know,
just tells me another year's gone by.
Right. I often find that, you know, many people who use the start of the year to make resolutions, I try to encourage them to make sure that they're realistic. About 45% of the population makes resolutions, but by the first week, about 25 of them have already failed at their resolution.
Exactly. Right. You know, it's ironic because I've been I belong to this gym that's through the hospital, and I've been belong there since they built it probably 4 years ago. And every January, it's the same thing. Place gets packed, you know, for all these people. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get in shape and yada, 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 and all this stuff. And after about the third week of January, it's back to normal. You know, it's like nobody's there. And, you know, And it's kind of sad, you know, but it's become a joke among those of us who go there a couple, three, four times a week, you know. And we say, well, gee, all right, what time? Oh, let's see, around the 20th, 23rd January, it'll be back to normal, you know. And it's true, though, you know, it's like,
Right. That's okay. But if you say, God, you know, I'm a terrible person. What's wrong with me? How come I can't stick with it? And you talk negatively about yourself, you know, it kind of does more harm than good.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
It's all about how you look at your behavioral changes and realistically, you know, what you can and can't do. And it's okay if you go to the gym for 3 weeks and then you fall off and you never get back to the gym.
I do.
And now, how often are you there?
It varies. I try to go at least 3 times a week. Sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 2, but I try to go at least, I try to make it 3 a week.
So you've managed to find a way to incorporate that in your day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month life. It works.
Right. Now, the results I get are not always what I want, but, you know. It's unrealistic for me, I'll tell you that. You know.
So, you know, the whole idea of this time of year is, you know, for people to say, you know, I always try and tell somebody, you know, I'm going to quit drinking or I'm going to stop smoking.
Right.
Or I'm going to make sure I get to therapy every week. I try to say, let's work this out a little bit better so it doesn't become a failure if you don't get it. How about you say, I'm going to try to get to therapy every week, or I'm going to try to smoke less. So you kind of you take it in small steps, so it allows you to kind of, you know, be successful along the way. And that's what tends to happen during this lull, because if we go from 1,000 miles an hour before the holidays to nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. My whole thing with the gym is not so much that I'm going to be, you know, this toned, you know, individual, but I feel that no matter what I do is more than not doing anything. So, you know, whatever little bit I do at the gym or whatever machine I work on or ride a bike or whatever the case may be, it's more than if I did nothing. So,
absolutely.
And that's the way I look at it. And, you know, you mentioned smoking. You know, I haven't smoked in, I don't know, 23, 24 years now. But I know there was a time every New Year's, I'm going to quit, you know. And it usually lasted till New Year's Day about 6 o'clock, you know. And I'd be smoking again.
It's hard, you know, making those habit changes are hard.
Yeah, and, you know, people say, well, why can't you quit smoking? Well, to me, smoking is as addictive as, you know, alcohol or drugs, you know.
Oh, sure.
It's so, you know. But what I'd like to do is, you know, we've been talking about the post-holiday blues and, you know, experience and so on and so forth. What are some of the ways you can help get around these difficulties?
Well, there are a few things people can do, and I always like to teach about how our bodies work, especially if you're someone who struggles with mental illness. It's so important for you to know not only about your mind, but about your body.
Mm-hmm.
And what tends to happen during the holiday time is our neurochemistry shifts into overdrive, where there's a lot of stress and we're running around. So there's a lot of cortisol and adrenaline that tends to get our bodies kind of going so we can meet the demands that come with the holiday time. But when there's an abrupt stop in that neurochemistry, it can leave us feeling very, very irritable and depleted. So it's very important for people to recognize that they've been through a lot of stress and that they need to do a lot of rest. So I always say holiday is the stress time and the post-holiday is the rest time. So
okay.
I always recommend that people have a rest day or a pajama day. It's very important at this juncture in the new year to really make sure that you have good sleep hygiene. So that's my number one thing that I tell people around this time, which is to make sure that you give yourself time to refuel, enjoy being unplugged from the stress of the holidays. Take this, you know, kind of low tide time, you know, that the ocean is allowing us, you know, to just kind of take a breather and to embrace it.
And turn off the computer and the cell phone maybe for an hour or two.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, when we go through a very stressful time, it's really vital for us to rest and refuel. So while it may feel boring or some people might find that they don't have any direction or they feel lost at this time of year, I invite them to instead look at it as being a time just to take a breath. Regroup, refuel, think about what you'd like to happen in the year, and really enjoy the non-busyness of these times of year.
Mm-hmm. And if we could do that, I think it would be very helpful. You know,
a lot of people who struggle with mental illness are not really great at self-care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's really important to remind people that it's okay to be quiet and to be restful and to just do nothing. Doing nothing is something.
That's true. You know, when you think about it, it is. You know, I'm serious. You know, doing nothing is something. You know.
It definitely is.
And, yeah, you know. And also, I think, like, we were talking just before about the gym and exercise. Is that helps also, doesn't it?
Yes. As much as it's important to rest and refuel, it's just as important to make sure that you move your body at least 20 to 30 minutes a day. It'll help you get rid of that pent-up cortisol and adrenaline that you've been using for the holiday stress time. And it doesn't have to be anything like, you know, going to the gym and working different machines. If you just take a walk around the block or play with the dog or have a catch with the kids, it's important just to move your body and move your body in a way where it's not stressful physicality. It's exercise that will actually reduce your blood pressure and kind of just get your body, you know, in working mode that it used to be in before the stress of the holidays came on. So, you know, we have sleep, making sure you rest, but then also making sure you move.
Right, Right. And that doesn't mean from the couch to the refrigerator back to the couch.
No, not that kind of moving.
You know? Which I tend to do sometimes, you know. No, it's true, but it's not always a bad thing, like you said, you know.
Right. And another thing I like to tell people is in January, when it tends to be a little quiet, is to start looking forward to whatever is the next thing in your life. For some people, it might be a birthday, it might be a concert, it might be a sporting event, a graduation. So when you look forward, it puts you in a progressive state of mind and a future thinking type of reference. Instead of mulling over the holidays or what didn't work or what you didn't get or what you didn't like. So looking forward definitely reduces the post-holiday blues because it gets you thinking about today, tomorrow, and next week. So I often find, you know, looking at the calendar, I'll ask clients to bring their calendar in, and we'll talk about, you know, the upcoming dates that are really good dates and exciting ones, or ones that might be, you know, a little troubling, and let's get to work on thinking about how we can handle those.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward is a great way to kick the post-holiday blues.
That's pretty awesome. You know, we always look forward because January is my wife and I's anniversary, and I find it hard to believe, but it'll be 50 years this January.
Oh, that's wonderful. I also share a marriage anniversary. Ours is the 3rd of January, so we start the new year with a nice happy note, and it's quiet time of year, but we hit the ground running.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I agree. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged today to have with us Dr. Deborah Serrani. And she is a licensed psychologist and a certified psychoanalyst. And we have been talking about post-holiday blues and how to get through it and over it and in spite of it. So we will be right back. All right. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters, NAMI's Hour, from 2 to 3 every Monday, courtesy of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And NAMI is in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office. We work out of our homes, use our own phones, etc. And we just try to help people, families who have someone in their family who may have a mental health issue, or someone who has a mental health issue and is trying to get through it. So we do have a phone that you can call if in Hunterdon County, if you'd like, you know, to talk to us. We don't have someone manning it 24/7, but we do check it at least twice a day, and we guarantee we'll be back to you within 24 hours. The number is 908-284-0500. And we are very fortunate today to have with us Dr. Deborah Serrani, and we have been talking about post-holiday blues. And let me see, Dr. Deb, if one of the ways to, we talked about sleep, and we talked about exercise, and we talked about looking forward, correct?
That's right. And for those people who already missed the nostalgia of the holidays, family warmth and, you know, the magic that comes with it, I tell them that this is a good time to relive the memories, but to do it with some of the things that you've perhaps already received as gifts. So I tell them to make sure that, you know, you wear that new shirt that, or that tie that you've been given, remember who gave it to you and how much it meant to you, to look at pictures, those moments that were really good, to offset some of the sadness of kind of missing it. So we're celebrating and reliving with the hope of cherishing that moment, not wishing it was still here. Now, that's a very significant distinction, and I hope that I'm kind of saying it in a way that makes sense, because we don't want you to mourn what's gone on. We want celebrate what you've just had with the holidays.
Hey, and that makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of times when you think back on the good things, it sort of lifts your spirits a little too, doesn't it?
Can
you believe it's 2015?
No, I can't.
I can't either.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's true, though, that, you know, when you look back and, you know, I mean, most people do at some point, you know, they look back and they say, oh, gee, you know, or, you know, like our wedding day or the birth of our child or whatever. And, you know, you're reliving good memories, and that helps to bring your spirit around, you know.
I have one person I work with, and she has a collection of these holiday figurines, and she must have maybe 50, 60 of them.
Wow.
And of course, you know, it takes time to put them out, and it takes time to put them away. And what she does every year is she puts all but one away, and she leaves that out on her dresser by her nightstand because she loves the holiday so much. And it's her way of saying, you know, okay, you know, time is moving on, and you know, it's the next year. But there's something that she still looks at every day,
mm-hmm.
that reminds her of, you know, her favorite holiday until the next year.
Right.
And it's a really wonderful, empowering way to say, you know, I don't have to tuck everything away. I can still have a little bit of the holiday with me.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who are like that. You know, they want to keep the holiday time with them throughout the year, and that's okay as long as it's done in a realistic way.
Right, right. As long as they're not reliving the holiday every day.
Right, and as long as, you know, you're not, like you said, you know, stuck in a bubble, but you know you're kind of embracing what was and continuing on in the new year with what's going to be. So it's all about balance, and it's all about finding what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can relive the memories in a way that makes you feel good and warm inside, that's terrific. If it's keeping you stuck and if it's keeping you in the past, then that's something that's a little bit more worrisome.
Right. Right. You know, and it's true. You know, we all need something to sometimes lift us out of our darker mood. And I don't care if you have mental illness or you don't. Everybody gets depressed at one point or another, you know.
That's right. It's part of our human emotion to get sad and depressed from time to time. That's true.
Right. And, you know, I mean, it could be a list of things, you know. It could be like, you know, you lost your job or whatever, you know. But it's just how you deal with it, you know. I'm not saying you shouldn't get depressed. I'm saying how you deal with it. And that's pretty much what you're saying, I believe.
Right. And this can be a very crucial time of year when people can kind of set the tone for how the rest of the year is going to be for them. So if you use this time in a productive way where you say, you know, I'm going to think about me. I'm going to think about what I need. I'm going to think about my future. I'm going to think about things that I'd like to attain and have. That's far more healthy than, you know, I wish this could have happened, or you know, thinking in the past.
Right, right.
Because it keeps you very stuck, and you can't undo the past. The only thing we can change is today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's true. You know, one day a week, I work at the hospital. They actually pay me, but yeah, it's true. Yeah, one day a week on Saturdays. But I do go to what they call 2 Central, which is a locked ward, and I speak to the patients there. And one of the things I always say is that we've all got things in our past that we'd like to change, or we wish that didn't happen. But the past is the past, and today is the first day of the rest of your life. And, you know, you can't change what you did. You may like to not have it happen, and we all have those. But the point is that today is the first day of the rest of your life, and you can go on with your life, and you don't have to live in the past. You know, and I find that, you know, a lot of times some of the patients will come up to me afterwards and say, yeah, I really appreciate that because that was, you know, that's what I've been doing. And, you know, it's what you just said, basically, you know.
And sometimes it's nice to hear somebody else say the very
Right. Well, I hope so. Right. It's all about helping each other. That's, you know, and it's something that, you know, you one of the other things I do, and I don't want to get off the subject too far, but one of the other things I tell the people is that whatever name tag society puts on alcoholic, druggy, you know, whatever, mentally ill, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I always tell them, don't let that title define the individual. Because each and every one of you is a special person and a very valuable individual to society. And don't let that title, because society puts on you, oh, you're a drunk or an alcoholic, don't let that title define you. You know, and it is true. And, you know, a lot of times we do that. We allow the title to define who we are.
Right.
And we shouldn't. But anyway, isn't there something else that you share with your people when you're... That's true. It's, you know, and that's not only, you know, with blues, I think, you know, when you have a situation, if you can talk about it, a lot of times that helps, I don't say solve the situation, but helps you get through it. Right.
When we talk to others, we're not just sharing who we are with another person. We're actually problem solving, because the act of talking and sharing will spark a lot of self-thinking and self-discovery. So the more we stay connected to others, the more we actually refuel ourselves. And it's kind of an interesting thing, because some people think, you know, I'm much better off by myself. And that might be true to some degree, but really we do far better when we're connected to other people, because we actually learn through our discussions and conversations on what is good for us, what is best for us. And it's a wonderful way to problem solve.
It is. And it, you know, and it's just, and, you know, the funny thing is, too, is, like, you know, looking back over these five things, you know, sleep and exercise and looking forward instead of back and reliving the memories and talking about it, it's just, I don't want to say common sense, because that's not what I'm thinking, but it's steps that people can take, regardless of whether they're suffering from mental health issues or they're not, or they are, in a combination of, you know, various other things. But it's things that, you know, you can get through difficult situations by doing these things also.
Right. And whenever I give advice, or I'm teaching, or I'm working with a client, I want to impart something that Right?
You're right. Right.
You know, it's a great idea in theory, but everything has to come down to practice. Can you do this? And very simple, slight changes, they're baby steps, but they work. And if you can incorporate any of them or all of them, you will find a way to get through this kind of lull at the beginning of the year.
That's true. And, you know, it's awesome that, you know, when you stop and think about it, these are not very difficult things to do. You know, I mean, sleep is not difficult. I can do that just about any time of the day, you know, but... That's true.
You know, it's easier to reach for, you know, a fast food than maybe, you know, a nice healthy meal. If it were easy for all of us to do it, we'd all do it. But the reason that I say it so simply is because I want there to be a sense of ease to try to get there.
Exactly. And, you know, every little step you take is, you know, pretty much a giant step when you're in a situation, you know. So, you know, anything you can do, whether it's, you know, if you can't sleep for 8 hours, fine. And I don't think I've slept for 8 hours in I don't know how many years, but, you know, it's true. But it's the fact that, you know, if you can live your life on 5 and 6 hours sleep, well, that's fine. You know, it doesn't have to, but some people can't, and they have to have 8, you know, or 9 or whatever, you know. But it, you know, you do what works for you.
Right. And if you can't find what works for you, keep trying.
Right. Exactly.
And don't let somebody say, you know, no, do this or no, do that. You know what's good for you. And if you can't get there yet, just know that there are others that are still trying to.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, it's like with anything. Someone was on the show and they said, well, you know, they do holistic medication. I said, okay, is it working for you? You know, well, yeah. Well, continue it then, you know. It's great. Keep it up, you know. Just understand that if it stops working for you, you may have to, you know, use another method. But if it's working for you, hey, you know, don't knock it. Keep doing it, you know. Exactly. You know, and it may not be the textbook variety of the solution, but, you know, it works, you know, then do it, you know.
Right.
Dr. Deborah, if you could maybe let the folks maybe know how to reach you on your website or...
My book, you can link to my blog, my website, my Psychology Today, my social
Well, believe me, it is a pleasure, and I'm not just saying that. To me, it's a privilege and a pleasure to have you on, because you're I find you so down to earth that, you know.
Well, you are, too. You're an I can see you doing excellent work with NAMI and in the hospital. I think you're and everywhere you go, you just have a very gentle way about you, too. And that's what makes you accessible and the information you share valuable.
And I just hope that, you know, somebody out there listening has gotten something out of what we talked about today. I certainly hope so. And
I hope so too.
Dr. Deborah Serrani is DrDeborahSerani.com for those of you that are, and it's all one word, no spaces, okay? Well, you know, but I really appreciate you being on, Doctor, and I will definitely be in touch. And I hope you have a great new year.
Yes, you too.
And a healthy
let's
one.
Let's all hope that it'll be a good, healthy, and happy one.
Absolutely. And we will be back. I will be in touch because we will want you back.
You got it, Larry.
Okay. You've been listening to Mental Health Matters. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views.
This is
of
USA
our hosts
Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
You're listening.
The incoming chairman of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee says raising fuel taxes is under consideration. USA Radio's Russ Jones explains why.
Senator John Thune of South Dakota said on Fox News Sunday all options must be looked at to fill an enormous shortfall when the existing highway legislation expires in May.
I don't think we take anything off the table at this point. I think it's important to recognize that we have a problem, an issue that we need a solution for, and we need to look at all the possible ways out there in which we can address the challenge and address the problem.
Gas and diesel taxes hasn't risen since 1993, resulting in perennial shortfalls in the fund that pays for most road projects. I'm Russ Jones.
Parts of the country are preparing for bitterly cold temperatures. The National Weather Service says it will be far colder than normal in the eastern two-thirds of the country for much of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that by losing